This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the New Brahmi Generation Panel Call on 19th of January 2018. We have Ajay Data, Bal Krishna, Gangadhar, Jay, Kuldeep, Pamanaja, Sarmaz and Pitinan on line. So over to you, Ajay.
Okay. Thank you, Sarmaz and Pitinan, for bringing this together again. And we have an important discussion for very important point for variants. And this is where we need to go through some of the disputed Devanagari, Tamil, Telugu variants, and the list is in front of you. Without the list in front of you, you will not be able to contribute and participate. So we can hold for a few minutes if you want. Raise hand in the chat window. Otherwise, we will start discussing on the screen which is available in front of us. And we have the item number, so for everybody's answer. I think we discussed them, and we are just reiterating, somebody, if I'm not wrong, about all these points, right?
Right. So, so for variants, we need to come to a decision. This is still.
Yes, so if you ask me, if you ask me, they are all. They are all. I think. I have a change of opinion today. This looks to me right now, all of them look yellow or green. We can hear everyone by one. Not definitely the red. At least I would not get confused on first four, 16, 8, 7, 8, 8, 9, 2. And we have everybody's opinion one by one on chat, if you can write or you can speak, whatever the thing is. Can you have... Do you get confused with these Devanagari and Gurumukhi characters? Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can't. I asked the question from Bal and Gangadhar Pandey. Gangadhar ji, are you listening? Hello.
Hi, Pavanaka, may I request you to mute on your mobile?
Gangadhari, we can't hear you.
Right side, then you can hear me. BK Bal, Gangadhar Pandey, Jay Kodya. Screen on the
internet. Can we hear Uma Maheshwar Rao ji, if he can speak? Jay, thank you for your feedback. So you are saying what I am saying. We are on the same page. Pitinan, we can't hear anyone else. Are they speaking or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I think nobody is speaking yet. I just want to give the input from Dr. Shanmugam. He on item 42, he already agreed that it not look similar. So I guess item 42 reached the agreement that is not the same, it's green.
So so let us, Pitinan, can you record the decisions?
Yes, I'll put it down.
So 42 is green, J. And I think we all are saying the same thing. 442. 16, 17, 18, me and JR, they are looking different. I think we can still put it in yellow from my point of view instead of green. And we have 87, 88. He doesn't get confused. Yeah, great. So Pamanja response is also right. Sharma, correct me if I am not if I am wrong. The green where we are absolute clear that it might not get any confusion even 0.1%. But if we think even 1%, there is a chance of somebody may get confused, then we put yellow. Is this the correct position?
Well, yellow was where there is a reasonable chance of confusion.
Reasonable chance of confusion.
At least, yes. If it's not confusing, so 1% would probably be low. I think yellow would be more like 50%, and then red would be closer to 100%.
So I think we form a confirmation that 87, 88 are for sure green. Pitin and you can
okay.
Put them, 87, 88 are green.
Okay, ikkada raavali hello antandi. Ah, okay, Prasun Lee.
Can we now hear?
Hello.
Hi, can you mute your phone
when
you're speaking? And
hi, Dr. Rao, we can hear you well.
Hello.
Yes, Dr. Rao, we can hear you well.
Please continue speaking.
Suman. స్పీకర్
స్పీకర్
Sorry, Dr. Ajay, what is another number which is green?
90.
90.
Even 42 is also green.
42. Where is that?
42.
42, okay. Sir. Tamil sir, Malayalam sir. Right. So, so what is the decision?
So green, we see it is not confusable. Not confusable.
No, I think confusable if you change the font. It depends on the font. Hello?
So, what you are saying, if we use a different font, we can have a similarity.
Yeah. A stylistic font may make it very confusable and indistinct.
So, you want to put it 42 yellow?
Yeah. First of all, yellow. Yes.
Okay. Pitina, let us put 42 yellow.
Yeah.
No problem.
Right.
Let us take the decision and move further. And let us come to 63.
Yes.
It looks to be red.
Yeah. Right. Red.
63, 64 are red. And Professor,
right.
What is your recommendation also?
Hmm? Yes, Uma Maheshwar Rao recommends that.
So, okay, so we are ready.
Right.
64.
Yes.
Okay. And 78?
Right. 78 also.
Red.
Red. Red.
Red. Okay.
Hmm.
Perfect. Now, I think we are done with the list. That's all.
This is
there are some
just a quick comment. So for 16 and 90, I think we are currently considering them to be green, the first and the last row in the first table. But Akshat and Gurpreet Lahal both suggested a red or a yellow, not a green. So then are we then just still going with the green?
I think if Professor Lehal said yellow, then we should take we should actually consider his view more importantly there.
Professor Lehal is online now, so we can probably ask him to come in.
So Professor Lehal, can you unmute and are you okay with putting 16 and 90 as yellow? Please give your consensus or comment on that.
Hello. According to me, it should be yellow. So even if the majority goes by green also, I don't have problem. But red definitely it is not.
Yes. And that's what we are contemplating. As a non-Punjabi user, I see it completely different. As a Devanagari user, I see
okay,
the confusability.
Okay. That's what I said, that you can have feedback from others also.
So
what do you say?
All Devanagari people think it is green.
Okay, no problem. We can then go with
okay,
green.
So we stick with green.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
for me, 87 and 88 could be green. And certainly 16 and 19 should be yellow, because if the script is something like a stylish square type, then they become very confusable.
So I was
so the existing thinking,
now, Professor,
yes.
I was just thinking that I think that way it will, if we take this principle of defining stylish and different fonts, then it can lead to a lot more discussion for each character, which we have not even considered. Right now, at least what the way I am thinking is, the way the character formation is, if I see the character formation, there is a line above, there is a one line vertical, and there is a line reverse, which is going again, which is not in Devanagari. In both the characters, there are two lines. One is between. Which Devanagari do not offer.
See,
another horizontal line.
See, recently I have done a small experiment. I took my similar letter in Telugu, which is actually round, half round in down below, and then Malayalam has the same letter in squares. Now I have a Telugu font which is squarish. Now they look alike. That I am proposing again for actually to be put under yellow. So similar thing is available now in 16 and 90.
So
it's a square font.
No, that's fine.
Hello?
But the question
yeah.
is, we cannot have right now, we can should not open our discussion for stylish and different representation of fonts. We are considering
okay.
ourselves whatever is available in front of us. And
right.
go with that. And this is
okay then. Yes,
the IP panel also.
I also agree that there is a difference. There are two parallel lines in Gurmukhi which are not there in Devanagari, so I think the green should be fine.
Yeah, so I think we stick to the green then.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Sarmad, anything else?
I think we have feedback on all these, so then we can move on to the rest of the status, I guess.
Yes, let us move the status. Great. Please upload the agenda.
So let me, this may take a minute, I need to dig it out, just give me a second. You guys can start in the meantime.
Yeah. And my dear friend, Anivar is here. I think we are going to have a good feedback of Malayalam. And we are also, we have done some art progress on everything. So I'm very looking forward for Malayalam and Odia to have a feedback. And many LGRs on version 1 has gone to IT, so which we are also looking for feedback.
Actually,
before we start our official NDGP discussion status, I have a request and I want the volunteer heads up on chat. So I can... UASG, you know, Universal Acceptance Steering Group, has a document in English. And they are looking for that document to be translated in many languages. And I have shared one document to Mr. Gangadhar Pandey for his view that how much time it is going to take and something like that. This is also done already in Hindi, but not very nice way. So we are looking for, if somebody can share, see that document, and are you be willing to look at the errors and rewrite the document? It's a very small document, not very lengthy document. So please let me know on chat or personally or WhatsApp me. If you can, then I will, even otherwise, I will share the list on, share the document on our MDGC group to get the work. So that's all, and then we can start now. Sharma, we are waiting for the document now.
Yeah, just give me a second, just uploading it now.
Okay, no problem.
So what I'm doing is just uploading an agenda which was circulated for an earlier meeting, which just lists all the items we have to cover, and we can probably go through it. Okay, so over to you, Dr. Jay.
Okay. So, thank you. Welcome, already done. So, let us start with, Akshat is not here right now. Let us hear from Mr. Lehal. Lehal ji, over to you. You can mute.
My status remains the same. We had uploaded the first version, and I got the feedback from Mr. Uma Maheshwari regarding the history of the step. Otherwise, as such, from our end, this first version which we have uploaded, that is final.
So great. So, and I think we have already taken to IT also, this Gurumukhi LVR, and we are waiting for the IT feedback and then we move further.
So,
right?
Sorry,
sure.
No, this is Sarmat. Just to come in. Basically, where we are is that we've circulated these proposals to NVGP list. And we are now, I guess, waiting for everybody's, NVGP to finalize them, so they're not been sent to IP yet. And then we've also circulated the XML file and the corresponding HTML file today based on the proposals. And we would also like you to review the XML given the proposal. So that's one more thing which we need to do. What we could do is we could take the proposals forward, and then as soon as the XML file is okayed by the respective script leads, we can take the XML file forward as well. That's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is that we can wait for XML review as well and then take those forward together. So up to you to decide how you want to move forward.
No, but we can give XML later, or do we need to give XMLs together for version 1?
We don't have to give it right away, so we can go just with the proposal file. But currently, the proposal file have not been sent to IP because we were waiting for this meeting and get a go-ahead from you to move forward.
Okay. So let us move without XML.
Sure. So I guess Gurumukhi is done, as Dr. Nehal shared. So we'll take that forward to IP.
Great.
Dr. Nehal, are there any changes in the proposal to date from what was shared earlier, or is the version shared is the final version?
Only 2-3 lines are suggested by Dr. Maheshwari. We are just modifying them regarding the history of the script. Otherwise, it's same.
So, should we wait for you to send a new version for it before we send it to IP?
Just today only. I'll just be making changes. Today only, after this meeting.
Okay, so then for Gurumukhi, we will wait for your updated proposal and we'll take that forward later today, as soon as you send it across. Thank you.
Great. So let us move to Tamil. Do we have Shanmugam here? No.
Samad, this is Rao. Okay. Samad?
Yep, I heard.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Rao. I have corrected the Telugu version. The latest version is now 1.6 and I am ready to send it. And all corrections are done. And I'll be able to send it by tomorrow morning or tonight.
Okay. We will wait for your new latest version. And then we will forward that to IP.
Sure.
And I think we already got Bangla final from them.
No, Bangla is not finalized. The analysis has not been done. So there is a lot of work to be done in Bangla at this time.
So I saw a miracle going on. I was also there. They said that we are going to finalize it. From Professor... Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Dr. Rao, could you mute your phone? Because we're getting feedback.
Sound, okay.
So for Bangla, basically, the proposal was circulated, but it is still a rough draft, and it still has to be... basically reviewed and sent back.
Okay, so we are supposed to talk to Dr. Udaya. I will talk to him again. Because he told me we are going to finish this in this week, and I did not follow after that, actually. I will follow up with Professor Udaya today only. Professor Udaya, follow up. And let us move to Uriya.
Hi, this is Kuldeep.
Yes, Kuldeep.
I have, last week I joined this panel, and I have gone through MSR 2, preparing the LGR document for proposal of Uriya Sakri, and now I'm working with the section 6, which is variant analysis, and I'm also planning to meet a few authorities in Uriya language, which will help this community create a better version of the agenda. I mean, the main goal, actually. I mean, analyzing the LGR.
You have any problem? Do you need any problem, or are you able to do it with the community?
I can do it myself. I need some support. That will be really helpful also. So I'm talking with Jay sir also this for that matter.
Okay. So do you need more people? I think the most important point is that we add more people of Uriya, and Jay can put some light on it, because we gave a lot of references of Uriya people. We need to club all them together to work.
Yes, sir. That is also I agree. I can do, and some people who are interested to join, then also be fine with that.
Yeah. Pitinan, do we have more people connected on the mailing list from Uriya? I think we shared some contact details.
Yes, I will add everybody who is chat on the mailing list.
So could you please connect all three of them together in one mail separately with their phone numbers?
Okay, sure.
So that they can communicate each other.
Okay,
and Jay, can you please share their mobile numbers to each other so that they can talk to each other also with Kuldeep?
Hello.
Yes, Akanksha.
Hello. Can I just come in for a minute? Just to give an update to everyone about the Uriya team. So I've spoken to a few people, and most of the contacts were either given by Rajiv, or the person I spoke to gave me a contact of his senior colleague that he said was more actively working on the script as such. So last time we met, I think I discussed it with Dr. Data as well, and later I brought it up with Sarma as well, that Jay and me, we spoke about having everyone who was interested in being on the panel and who is working on Uriah's script, that we bring them all on one single table and have them have a conversation so that the work for the script can move in a faster direction. So I think, I mean, I had a conversation with them, but Jay will be initiating formal onboarding sometime next week, and then we can after that we can plan to meet them. But I welcome that suggestion that we should all put them all in one single mail thread, and so that the conversation gets started.
Yes. Yes, please do. Okay. So, great, Kuldeep. Look forward for more progress and get you connected with other people. Thank you. Now come to Anivar for Malayalam. Anivar, can we hear you? Anivar, can we hear you? Anivar? Anivar? Anivar, we can't hear you. Maybe you need to disconnect and connect.
So while Anivar is reconnecting, we have not talked about Kannada, so I just wanted to reconfirm the proposal which was shared for Kannada. Is that final? Should we take that forward, or is there any going to be any revision? And I guess we can hear from Pavanaja as well.
Yeah, Pavanaja. We can hear from Pavanaja. Yeah.
Hello, Pavanaja here. I hope everyone can hear me.
We can hear you.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
You are.
The document I went through. Yeah, the document is okay, final, okay with me, no problem. Now that some extra characters were added from Malayalam and Gujarati in this one variant section, that's also okay with me. Then Devanagari, Gujarati and Malayalam were added in the cross-script variants, which I had not done, but they are okay with me. Hello?
Pavanaja, can you hear me? Yeah, in 5.2, in 5.2, there is an error I think you have.
Code points. Okay, yeah, okay. Tell me, what is the error there?
Kannada sign Mukta, you have. Does not belong to Kannada. Yeah, just simply yeah, okay. So don't say that this is not Kannada, but say that it's not part of this repertoire. It's Kannada. Just simply don't.
Actually, original Kannada does not have Nukta. It has been imported from, I think, Devanagari or Hindi, Urdu or somewhere.
Yeah.
It is not used for Kannada words anywhere, only the words like Xerox and all they use for
That's why it is out. It's a special usage. But it's still Kannada.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, now it has been imported into Canada. I write. So what should I write, sir? What should I write?
We don't say it does not belong to Canada. It just simply infrequently used, so it's a special usage, right?
Okay.
So it is out. That's why it is out.
Okay, fine, no problem. I'm okay with that.
Right.
Okay.
So this is Harmad again. So Pavanaja, will you update the proposal and send it back to us, or should we just take this version out?
Okay. Yeah, that's just make that small modification. I'm okay with that.
Sharma.
Yeah.
Hello. Sharma, I have something to say about the Devanagari regarding to Anuswar and Halant. Okay. Words in 6.3 of Devanagari. Can I continue? Hello?
Hi, Dr. Raj, please continue.
I can tell you or not.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, the use of explicit halant word family is extremely rare. Often the readers do not find them distinct and contrastive. Only, okay, they may use such sequences as a deceptive, hence shall be avoided. What is the current decision? Words ending in halant, the consonants in the word final position ending in halant and not ending in halant. Are they now accepted or they are confusing? In Devanagari, words ending in consonants with halant and without halant, what is the decision?
We have not made anything red there.
Okay. I would rather say that.
They are not considered as variants. That's what the current proposal says. If you look at 6.3, in the heading it says only a discussion, not proposed as variant.
Right. So, are you taking any decision now at this meeting?
No, I think
I would rather say that
was that
yeah.
I think the understanding is that decision has been taken, and the community is agreed that words with halant and without halant are not going to be considered as variants. At least that is what is documented in the proposal.
Okay, if tomorrow, that means if somebody writes with halant and without halant, like Hanuman with halant and Hanuman without halant, are they considered as different words or same words?
If they are not being considered variants by NBGP, it means that those two labels will be considered distinct.
Yes. So this is a problem, right?
I guess we're not. This is something for new Brahmi GP to decide.
Because you know, the use of halant is extremely rare. A known native speaker on a regular basis would be able to distinguish with halant and without halant. The group should take the decision to consider them as variants and then disallow such thing. The first come, first served kind of thing.
So let me tell you what we thought. We always put them into as a note for similarity kind of check.
so whether it
yes.
is creating the similarity or not for the next stage.
Yes.
And be little open and not to block the domains for somebody who may be innovative and trying to use things which might get otherwise stopped as TLDs. So TLDs is supposed
yeah.
to be even otherwise a long process, manual process, and has goes through many checks and balances. We thought let us keep it more open, and the community also noted that when we had many face-to-face and common meetings, and this is where we reached to the consensus that we require to be more open for creativity and more open for options rather than blocking at the stage, and leave it with a note on similarity panel to avoid any similarity or confusability at later stage. That was the comment, which is not obviously clear by adding, because then it can happen with dot also, with Chandrabindu also, with Matra also. There can be many cases like that. So we just avoided those discussions.
Okay. One more thing about Anuswara. Anuswara in the word medial position becomes a homodonic nasal. Either you alternately write it with a homorganic nasal or just simply with Anuswara. Is there any decision taken to consider them as variants and then avoid such things?
I could not hear you, Professor Roy.
Yeah, regarding Anuswara, it has an alternative spelling with homorganic nasal, right? In Hindi, the homorganic nasal usage is infrequent. In Telugu, this is the most frequent one. Use always Anuswara instead of homorganic nasal. In Hindi, I observe both of them are used. So what is the decision taken there? Like Champa, the word Champa,
I have shared the principle on which Guru Mukhi proposal is designed, and the principle is same.
Yeah, but what is this one here taken? Are they considered variants or how?
Sharma, I am not able to really clearly hear Professor Rao. Can you please come in and reply?
Sure.
Right. So as far as variants are concerned for Devanagari, I'm just going to open the proposal quickly. There are just a few variants which have been suggested, and those are some characters which are with and without Nukta, and those are listed in table 16 and 17 of the proposal on page 33. And then there are some additional variants which are with Gurmukhi script, and that's a longer list which has been drawn. So beyond those two kinds of variants, there are no additional variants which are proposed for Devanagari scripts, which means that if you have the kind of variations you are suggesting, those would be considered distinct labels. They will not be considered variants of each other.
Okay. Sharma, I have a question. Every Anuswar will have a variant with the homorganic nasal. Is a possibility. Yeah, how is this treated?
Well,
in this?
So if they are visually very distinct, then it is again up to the new Brahmi GP to really decide what's the best solution. Just because two particular words are pronounced the same way, may not actually make them variants. Example, two different spellings of color in English, where
right.
you have C-O-L-O-R and C-O-L-O-U-R, and they are considered different
right.
labels. However, if
okay.
you think that the two spellings are interchangeably used by the community, so they can
right.
a word can be written one way or the other way, and it could mean exactly the same thing to the community, then you could
yes.
consider those as variant or possible variants.
So I thought this is one of the cases in Hindi. In that case, Champa, the word Champa can be written with either with a dot or with the m half and then the pa.
So again, as I
so
said,
can
I
we allow actually these domain?
Right.
Okay.
So this is really up to the new Brahmi GP.
Ajay or somebody can.
I'm familiar with the Devanagari script. This is something which the community
okay.
has to decide.
Professor Rao, it is very simple, and I think when you have an opportunity to represent the community.
Yes.
So we have two tasks in our hand, and I am on principle right now. You want to restrict the community
okay.
to choose the option,
okay.
choose what they want to do, and be creative. It may not be a valid word. Forget about the meaning. Do you want it to be allowed or not? That is
right.
one option. Second option is, if it is confusing directly, it might lead a confusion in the written form. It is not about the meaning. As color and color is already explained, it is not about the meaning. I would say if it is in a display,
then
it is written form,
right.
and it might cause you a clear confusability, you should put in red or a variant in red. Otherwise, we can put a note that these are the characters which we should be very careful about while giving the another TLD and to the similarity panel. And we can give an example of that if we run to. This is how I would take to make the options more available to the community and be creative. We shall not forget that TLDs are are rare and goes through a very manual strict process, not available online to be booked.
Okay, see, the example of color is extremely rare. Yeah. The color example is not a dynamic one. Champa. Yeah.
If you want to suggest.
Yes. I wanted to suggest that this should be treated as variants, and then on first come first serve basis, one option should be allowed. Only one option
yes.
shall be allowed.
So you say variant block
yeah.
or other, right? So not
yes,
allocative.
That's right.
Block.
Right.
That's okay.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You can put it that way. This
that's
variant
right.
is block for other.
Yes.
Chapter is over.
Right.
Not allocative.
Okay. Right.
That's fine.
Now it's clear. Yes.
Yeah. Great.
So I guess the question then is that are you defining it as a variant or not a variant?
Defining it as a variant. Currently it is not, it is defined as a variant now. At least I am doing it now.
So Sarmar, he is defining as a variant and he is saying that it should be first come first served, which is actually the nature of a variant
yes.
even otherwise, allocatable or blocked and is on yes. block.
Right.
Okay, so and again, this was for which particular script?
Telugu.
This is for Telugu and also for Hindi too. Devanagari.
Yeah.
So that's the point which I guess I was coming to. That if it's Telugu,
right.
that is fine, you update the Telugu, but if it's Devanagari, then obviously I think the community needs to agree and update the Devanagari proposal as well.
Okay. Certainly, I respect that decision.
So, Dr. Data, are we Would you want to update the Devanagari proposal as well?
So,
Akshat's
not
here.
No, so that's what I'm saying, that Professor Rao, we have discussed a lot about Devanagari right now. So let us not reopen it at this stage. Let us go to Telugu, and you are perfectly fine the way you want to put this. We are open to that. No problem.
Right. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, great. So please update the documents for everyone whenever today, tomorrow, and let us try to get them sent. And Sarmad, you need not to have any formal mail and approval from me.
Yeah.
I think this talk itself to send it to IT. Is that fine, or you want a formal mail from me?
No, that is fine. This is perfectly okay.
Great, perfect. So can we have Anika now back? And hear him. Try our luck. Anywhere we can't hear you. And I can see you are unmute. Anivar, so that's fine. That's fair enough. So what you do, Anivar, is can we request you to please write one paragraph and update everyone on our mailing list with this, what's going to happen? Is that fine for you? So that we are on the same page and we are updated. Great, Anivar. Very good news. Thank you very much for that. Next week is not far. We are already on Friday. So by 25th, I think we should get the document from Anivar, which is much before the commitment Anivar made. This is a good news.
I think this is Samad. I think there's – are we talking about the same document?
Fine.
Because I think he may be referring to the zero-weight joiner, non-joiner document.
So I guess a draft
and
right? Oh, he's talking about zero-weight joiner. Not the idea. Anivar, GW joiner is but Sarma, if I am not wrong, this was to be for MSR3, right?
Right, so MSR3 is now released, but it is still open for public comment. So if you want to put something in, you can still do it in next 40 days.
Okay, so great. So Anivar has given both the things. Next week, he is giving JWJ document, and 80% of SGR is also done. I think we are on right progress then on Malayalam. Anivar, can we have a tentative date for version 1 of Malayalam, which is 31st? Is it possible before that, or is it coming on 31st only? Great. So Anivar is committing on 31st for LGR. So what is the issue on 42? I think Tinan already replied. I don't remember now 42.
So for 42, we decided it is green, which is what Anivar also suggested. Is that okay then?
Yeah, so it's a yellow, right?
Okay.
49 is yellow.
Actually,
42.
Actually, the table which was shared, it says that Shanmugam suggested it is a yellow and Anivar.
Sarmat?
Yeah, let me do that now.
So obviously, from my point of view, it is green, but as Anivar and I think Tamil and Malayalam guys have to comment on that more than anything else. So let us put yellow, right? It ends the discussion.
Right, this is now the 42 is yellow.
Great, perfect. So I think we are done with all the decisions. And we could not discuss Akansha and Putinan about Devanagari and Gujarati and Bengali, these three. So Devanagari status is we are again finalized the proposal and notified as per the IP. And have we submitted final proposal to IP, Sarmat?
So the current status is that IP sent a feedback early this week.
They wanted
after, right, it's not significant. They're obviously waiting for cross-script variant analysis, which was not included in the previous version.
Yeah.
So this would be the more complete version. And so once this is sent forward, then they will take a look at it because I guess the proposal was not totally complete last time. So they will take a final look at it and then they will decide how to move forward and suggest how
so what
to
is,
move forward.
Okay. So that list is supposed to be added there, right?
It's been added now, and the updated version was circulated by Akshat. So we will take that particular version forward now. They had a couple of minor feedback items on, for example, spellings of Chandra Bindu and a couple of other things. Those are minor edits. But there was the only major thing, there were two major things. One was that the cross-script variants needed to be added. And the second one was that the test label file, which is separate from the proposal file, initially there were better coverage, but it was when it was converted from Excel to a text document, for some reason some of those labels were taken out. So IP was suggesting that it may be a good idea to add those labels back, especially labels which can be used to test variant code points. So there are no labels in the test data which cover the variants. So they were actually asking for that additional test data. But in any case, so As far as the proposal side is concerned, I think that's almost done, except some of the spelling variations, and then test data is something we'll work with Akshit and get that done as well. Thank you.
Okay, so I think that's good enough. So you will please take to the IP now, this proposal.
Sure.
Yeah. So we have the conclusive decision, and I will talk to Professor Udaya for Bangla and give the update to the community via mailing list. And we have to wait for Akshat for Gujarati, and I will request. He said just on WhatsApp group that he is still stuck, could not join. So, Akansha, could you please talk to Akshat and ask him to update about Gujarati proposal for everyone, if there is anything which is pending?
Surely I can drop him a message now, but I can call him on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Sunday, Monday, that's fine. Monday,
so,
by Monday is also fine.
Right. My understanding is that Gujarati is also done and circulated. Unless there are some last minute changes,
that
is also available. So we
understood. Nothing else.
Right. So we actually now have Devanagari, Gujarati, Telugu, Kannada, and Gurmukhi proposals, which are ready to be sent forward. And for at least Telugu and Gurmukhi, we'll wait for one more revision to come from this, you know, in next day or so, and then we'll take these five versions over to IT.
So I think let us target Monday evening. We have one proposal, we take it to IT.
Right. Yeah.
Great. So I think, thank you. I think we are done with Sarma with the call. Anything else you want to discuss?
Right. I
thank you, Sarma. Thank you,
thing actually. If just take one more minute. So there were a lot of, I think there were quite a few variants added, which are just one or two combining marks across multiple scripts. They all look the same. But by themselves, those variants are not going to be able to generate any variant labels. So I think what I was actually going to request NBGP to consider is that if they're just two combining marks or one combining mark, which is a variant between two scripts, you know, that actually can be ignored because it doesn't really result in any causing any variant labels. And it can be noted and then taken out of the normative definition for variants. But in any case, I think IP could also look at it in the current form, and they may actually share a similar feedback if they think that's okay. So we'll, it's just for FYI at this time, but I guess what I was going to say was that the IP may actually come back and say that since they will not cause any variant labels, just to having one or two combining marks only as variants between two different scripts is something we can probably ignore. Thank you.
So I think, great. Anybody wants to say anything, we can hold for 30 seconds and discuss. Otherwise, we end the talk. Yeah. Thank you, Sarmad. I think we can officially close it.
Thank you. So, thank you for joining, and we'll follow up. Would you want to schedule the next call, maybe? I guess we can discuss a call for next time over email, and then we'll let you guys, let everybody know.
Yeah.
So we'll forward
the
proposals, and I guess a good time would be once we have some feedback from IP on those.
Feedback, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, then thank you all
thank
very,
you very
much,
much,
and we'll talk
to you. Thank
you
very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll meet again. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you all for coming.